Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley. 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it's Tuesday on the show, and you know what that means. We had a lot to talk about. Last night was Raw. It was the fallout from Money in the Bank. And they had a big angle at the end. It was the return of Rhea Ripley. So we're going to talk about Raw here today. All of the matches and angles. They got a lot going on as they head into SummerSlam. And also, we've got a lot of news. Of course, it's Tuesday, so we got NXT tonight, and we got 8 segments announced for the show, including a couple of things added since yesterday. We've got Dynamite in Calgary coming up on Wednesday. And then, yes, Tyler Bate is injured. And this was apparently in a match with Tank Ledger and Hank Walker, which I watched, and there was like no point in that match where I thought, uh-oh, that guy's hurt. But it turns out it was a major injury, so we'll tell you about that. Finn Balor has re-signed, told a story about his contract and how much he's got left. Maria Kanellis is having some health issues. Best of luck to her. Damon Kemp is gone. Money in the Bank made a lot of money. And we've got a bunch of ratings that came in late due to the holiday. We've got Rampage. And we have got Collision, and we have got SmackDown. And, you know, it was good and bad. We kind of figured that Collision was going to die going head-to-head with Money in the Bank. And, in fact, pretty much died. So we'll tell you about all of that and plenty more. Plus, as noted, the Raw report. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Celebrate July 4th with the hottest deals at Lowe's. Right now, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for $15. And buy two, get one free on select paint and exterior stain via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Annuals offer in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Paint, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details while supplies last.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com, and we have a lot to get into. Because it's Tuesday, that means NXT is tonight. It is the fallout from Heatwave, and we have got Tony D'Angelo, who has taken a break from growing basil, to defend the Heritage Cup title against Lexus King.
You don't have anything negative to say about basil or Italians growing or eating basil, do you, Brian?
I like basil. I like pesto.
Good.
Carmen Petrovich versus Ariana Grace. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson versus OTM. Gallows versus Tyson DuPont and Tyreek Igwe. Oh, Wes Lee will address his future. You know, it wouldn't be, July if it wasn't Wes Lee addressing his future. And I think his future may involve the Rascals, is my thought. Brooks Jensen sits down with Ava to talk about his rampant alcoholism and all this terrible stuff that he's been doing of late. Sol Ruka versus Fallon Henley. And that is the lineup.
Oh, I thought you said they added some more stuff.
They did. Sol Ruka and Fallon Henley.
Oh, I thought they were going to add the Javon Evans burial and...
Oh, no, that'll happen one way or the other. I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't we haven't announced him on the show. It doesn't matter. You know, Trick's not there. New champion. No one like that's been advertised. Let's not be silly. And then tomorrow we've got Dynamite in Calgary. Swerve will return to the show. We've got the Owens Hart Foundation Finals for men and women. Mariah May versus Willow Nightingale. I would expect Mariah May to win that match. And then we've got Bryan Danielson and Hangman Page. I don't know what's going to happen. I had for a long time been presuming it was Bryan Danielson going up against Swerve at Wembley. But if you've been watching this show over the last 2 weeks, one man feels a lot hotter than the other in terms of going after that title, and it is not Bryan Danielson. One man has been doing like these incredible promos about how, you know, he is determined. It's the fans' fault. They sided with this guy that broke into his house and stood over his child's crib. He's a maniac and a madman, a violent, just a maniac. Cutting these awesome promos.
Love it.
And the other guy's doing press saying, I don't think I need to be the world champion.
Well, Yeah, well.
Bryan Danielson is, I don't know.
Pacifist.
I just don't know. Samoa Joe versus Chris Jericho.
He's consistent, Brian, because how long ago was it he was in WWE putting over Drew Gulak and doing all those sorts of things that he is doing right now? This is what that man wants to do.
I understand, but, like, he's so smart that he's too smart.
I know.
Like, I get it. He understands that my role is to put over younger talent and new talent. I'm on my way out. They're on the way up. Okay. That's absolutely correct. Okay. But it doesn't help to just put over everybody. Like, you want to put somebody over? Well, win the world title, become the world champion, make that title meaningful, make it meaningful for you to be beaten for it, and then put somebody over. How? I mean, yeah, look, I know he liked Gulak. He wanted to put Gulak over. Okay. What did that get Drew Gulak?
Nothing.
Nothing. It got him absolutely nothing. Because it's more than just losing to everybody. It's making yourself into something to then transfer that to somebody else. And to sit there and do press about how, I don't think I need to be the world champion. It's not right to be the world champion. Well, what are we doing here? Like, are we actually going to be elevating people? Or I don't understand.
Being too real. Maybe saying a little bit too much. Being too honest in the interview, I guess. Because there are a ton of fans, just like you, that look at Bryan Danielson and go, my God, he could be in something really dramatic and good. Every time he goes out there, it's a great match no matter who he's in there with. And we see how we want to see him get built up and be involved in something important and then pass on a bigger, lighter torch to somebody. But that is just not where his head is at right now. It doesn't seem to be. It doesn't seem like it's been. He is happy doing what he's doing. Do I think it benefits AEW? No, actually I don't, because as great as the matches are, as great as some of these things are in a vacuum, you know, what has Bryan Danielson as far as making someone in AEW? What has he done? Unfortunately, he hasn't had the opportunity to do that. And again, maybe it's just because he likes to go down these paths, but I think there are better ways to do it and better people that, again, if he's going out in less than a year, I mean, give us some drama every week with this guy. Give us something. I mean, you know, look at Ric Flair when he was doing the retirement run, and if he lost one match, that would be it for him, and it ended up building up to HBK. You don't have to do that storyline, but you do have to do something, in my opinion, a lot meatier, because otherwise you're kind of wasting him, in my opinion.
Usual suspects here. Well, maybe he doesn't want to be the world champion. It's possible that he sincerely doesn't want what comes with it, and that's fine. Well, actually, no, it's not fine. Well, because why is he in a tournament with a limited number of competitors?
Yes.
Where the winner is getting a world championship match. Why is he doing that if he doesn't want to be the champion?
Yeah, well,
it doesn't make any sense.
Too real in the interview. You know, separate those things. Add in a little kayfabe, add in a little spice to it, and just go, you know, I'm not sure if I'm at this age I'm ready for the rigors of being world champion or whatever it is, because, yeah, when you say it like that, it does cause a really bad juxtaposition between hearing that and then watching him in this tournament that you're supposed to be building towards this final in.
Also tomorrow we got Samoa Joe, Chris Jericho, Stampede Street Fight. Will Ospreay does a promo. And Claudio Ishii, Kyle Fletcher, and Pac in a four-way.
That's a banger.
Because we'll have a banger on that show, yes. So Tyler Bate, him and Pete Dunne faced Hank and Tank. And, of course, Pete Dunne was on Raw last night, not with Tyler Bate. And Tyler Bate, they said, had an injury. And I thought, well, you know, probably a concussion. I mean, I didn't see anything in the match. Match went along fine. Turns out, no, he tore his pec off the bone.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's undergone surgery. And he says, I will try not to miss. Actually, he said, try not to miss me too much. Okay, that's different. But anyway, says he's in good spirits. Looks forward to seeing everybody soon.
What'd you think he said?
I said, trying not to miss too much time. Oh. It's like, brother, you need to miss some time. That's a torn pec. Like, you know, heal that thing so it doesn't happen again. Finn Balor re-signed with WWE. He said he wanted to thank WWE for 10 incredible years. Decided now is the time to say I'm not going anywhere. Sat down, had a couple of conversations. I wanted to say they wanted me to stay. We hatched it out. I couldn't be happier. I expressed the opinion of the office. I would love to get a match versus Gunther in the future. Fingers crossed. I have 5 years on my deal. So if we can get it done in the next 5 years. I think you could probably do that. I mean,
might be able to work
I can't
it
promise
somewhere.
Anything.
Yeah.
But I think he could probably get a match with Gunther within the next, 1,500 and something days.
What are you doing, math?
Maria Kanellis, best wishes to her. Social media, she said, 6 months ago, I asked to get my adrenal glands checked, blood work done, to check hormone levels because of symptoms I'd been having. Insurance would not approve the test. Fast forward today, had a CT with contrast to check a mass that was found accidentally during another test, either on my kidney or adrenal gland. Moral of the story, listen to your body.
Yeah.
Meeting with an endocrinologist surgeon. Inconclusive. If it is cancer, she did say, I ate French fries in a concrete mixer. I feel a lot better. So hopefully everything turns out all right. And best wishes to her and the family as they
Absolutely.
Figure this out. Mm. Damon Kemp is gone. So they did that angle where they ended up with, it was him and Tavion Heights. If Tavion won, he was in the no quarter catch crew. So the stipulation should have just been, if you lose, you're gone. Because his contract expired, and WWE was like, nope, 3 years is good enough, you're out of here. And so he's done, not coming back. So we can talk more about him after the break and all the rest of the news, Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. I like Damon Kemp, but, I mean, the reality is with all of the different talent they've got and everything they got on the main roster, I mean, it's been 3 years. If it had been a year, that'd be one thing, but 3 years? Not sure he was going to, be a big breakout star on the main roster. So hopefully he has a great career elsewhere, you know. Got a lot of other promotions, a lot of other places to go, and maybe come back. I thought he was miles better than his brother. Far more charisma. But
much better on the microphone. I mean, he wasn't great or anything like that, but he became a lot more comfortable standing there and talking. I mean, you saw with the Tavion Heights thing, you know, he got even more of a personality as time went along. So, you know, he was getting it. But he was also, I don't want to say the throw-in to Gable Stevenson, but that's how he got his foot in the door, was the fact that his Olympic gold medalist brother was signed to a lot of fanfare, and then he ended up coming in, changed his name to Damon Kemp. A lot of people, he got released, a lot of people didn't even know that they were brothers, you know, if you're not heavy in the bubble or anything like that. So he's got a shot to go to do things like Bloodsport if he really wants to continue this thing. Take a trip to Japan. There are promotions there that would love, I think, to have him. He would be right up their alley. So it's going to be interesting to see how much he wants to do. And again, he said he was a big wrestling fan, but a lot of people are big WWE fans. Does he want to now go and work the indie scene? You know, there's going to be availability for him, but it'll be interesting to see what he asks for and what he's actually looking for.
425-780-7566. If you want to text, I'll look at some of those here in a moment. That's 425-780-7566. But we got everyone's favorite, the ratings.
Oh, boy. I haven't seen these yet.
Well, SmackDown did exactly the same as last week. 2.256 million viewers, 2.3 million. And 0.66 in 18 to 49. Literally exactly the same. So that's a good number.
Yeah.
And then for Rampage and Collision, I mean, not a good idea to run head-to-head with a WWE pay-per-view.
Well,
Collision got killed. To the point that Collision, which, by the way, featured the first interview with MJF after turning heel, Collision did worse than Rampage. Ooh. Rampage did 309,000 and a 0.10. And the Collision show did 306,000 and a 0.08.
Ooh.
Ties the second lowest rating the show has ever done, which would have been the January 27 episode, which had a 0.06. So, got killed. People watching Money in the Bank. But that's what happens every time there's a PLE. Saturday's a rough night, you know?
Yeah.
Saturday's a rough night for wrestling, as is Friday night, actually. But
this is their best time to try to make some ground up, and they're obviously not doing it. Granted, there was a PLE in their way, but you know you're going to have those. They knew they were going to have that, and they brought out MJF. So, you know, it just seems I would love to see what the DVR numbers on it, because it just seems like both now Collision is becoming like Rampage, where, yeah, they put more effort into it. There's more stars on it. It's live, but it's a show that a lot of people can just DVR and watch later. And, you know, they got the lead up and the build up to All In and All Out at the end of summer. And then you're smacked in the face again with college football. That's going to be, you know, tugging away at you as PLEs happen and other things happen. So if they can't get it going here in the next couple of months, it ain't getting going.
Spurs here says that Heat Wave was the best NXT show since Stand and Deliver 2021, which was Cole and O'Reilly. Which Cole O'Reilly match was that?
I can't remember.
Because I remember, they had several matches, and one of them, I can't remember if it was like a street fight or something like that, but I remember it went like 35, 40 minutes or something. And I was like, oh my God, just too long. Did not need to go that long. But it was in that they were kind of in that thing where
COVID.
let's just put our time in. Like, we don't always need to put time in. Sometimes a match can be shorter and it can be real good.
Okay, it was two nights, which I would have remembered either. But on the second night, Kyle O'Reilly defeated Adam Cole, unsanctioned match, 40 minutes and 19 seconds. So, there you go.
Oh, here's a fun one. A lot of people are comparing Kalani versus Sol Ruka to Ricochet versus Will Ospreay. Yeah. Why is one match viewed as amazing while the other is somewhat polarizing?
Can I just say before you start,
sure.
I didn't think Ospreay and Ricochet was amazing, and I get the athleticism, and if you like it, cool. I'm not a big fan of those types of mirror spots and everything, although, again, it's what they wanted to do. There are people that absolutely loved it, but there is a little bit of a difference here. There is a little bit.
Well, here's a way to look at it.
They chose to go out there and do that, and with Kalani and Sol Ruka, that's what they've been practicing to do. Whereas Ricochet and Ospreay can call a lot of that match in the ring, to be honest with you, because they've done these moves and they have a familiarity with each other. It is different that way.
Well, hold on. Here's the thing. Yes, people found a spot in the Sol Ruka Kalani Jordan match that was the same as a spot in the Ricochet-Will Ospreay match. And Ricochet, this person says, brought it up on X and did the comparison. Yes, he did. But here's the thing that everyone who is arguing in bad faith is missing. He didn't say that match was as good as our match. And nobody has put up the two matches in comparison with each other. They've chosen a 8-second spot. Hey, look, these guys did an 8-second spot. These women did an 8-second spot. So how can you say one match was better than the other match? You realize a spot and a match are different, right? So if you would like to go back, and apparently I did. I didn't even realize I reviewed the match. Apparently I liked it a lot. Well, probably was a much better match. So if you'd like to go back and forget the spot, forget the one spot where they did whatever and they did it the same as Will Ospreay and Ricochet, go back and watch the Kalani Jordan Sol Ruka match and then watch the Will Ospreay Ricochet match. Not just the spot, the whole match. And here's the key, everybody. If you think they're exactly the same, that's great.
They're not. No, that's not good. They're not.
No, if you watch both and you don't understand what wrestling is and you think they're the same, then that's nice. Then go outside and have a nice walk and enjoy the afternoon. For the rest of you, I almost said us, but I won't be biased. For the rest of you, you can watch the two matches and you can see that one match is significantly different than the other match, which is also okay.
Brian, how many Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart tribute spots did you do in your matches?
You know what's funny?
Go ahead.
I once, in about 1998, I had a match with Craig from the Brian, Vinny, and Craig show.
Your friend, Craig.
Yes, Craig Proper. And do you know what we did? Because we didn't know how to work.
What'd you do?
We watched Shawn Michaels versus Vader, and we copied the match move for move. We did the exact Same moves they did in Shawn Michaels versus Vader. If you think I'm going to sit here and tell you that these matches were just as good as each other, think again. Their match was miles, and even though we did the exact same match with the exact same moves, guess what? The other match was 1,000 times better. Because it's not about, can you copy the same moves as another match? It's, can you work a match? Can you make a match look like a struggle? Can you make a match look like two people competing against each other and attempting to win?
Are you trying
anybody with athletic ability can copy any match? Do you know the worst match I ever had? The worst match I've ever had was against Vinny. It was a hair match. We copied a Triple H Shawn Michaels match. We did all the same moves. And you know what? It's freaking terrible. Absolutely terrible. And you know what? If I could find that Chico Alvarez versus Craig Corrosion match, boy, would I love to just get some clips of that and put them next to clips of Shawn Michaels and Vader and say, see, I'm as good a worker as Shawn Michaels. I did the same moves during that match. Yep. But I wouldn't do that because I'm not a maniac. Back in a moment with the Raw Report, Observer Live.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk about Raw.
You sure?
Yeah.
You paused.
Just, you know, it's just funny. Like, there's so many sad people out there.
Yes.
And all you have to do is copy something great, and then you'll be just like it. Do you guys not know how to just be great? Oh, you know, just copy. That's it.
Just be blonde and or pretty.
I mean, there's a million things to do to be great. Just copy stuff, and you'll be just like them.
Well,
you know?
How many people have tried to copy you over the years, Brian?
It's
how
easy.
Many people have tried.
All
to
you
do
have
that?
To do is just get a microphone and get really mad about something, and then you're me.
No, but you got the
that's
gold.
That's all book. You have to do.
Everybody else is still going for that gold, but you got the gold.
No, and it's easy. It's easy. Do you know that you can be the WWE champion if you just buy a belt on WWE Shop? Are you aware of that? Then you're the champion.
I don't know if that makes you.
No, it does. It does.
Does it?
Yeah, I see people at shows all the time. They tweet me a lot. They walk around with their belts because they're the champion.
Champion.
They've got the belt. Let's talk about Raw. This show. This opening segment was CM Punk and Seth Rollins. Like, I don't know, man.
That look, that I would
is
tell
CM
you
Punk
this.
A baby face or a heel?
What?
He's
CM Punk.
He is just his character.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Is such an absolute jerk.
He apologizes like you do.
No, I apologize significantly more sincerely than CM Punk. CM Punk had the most horrific apology I've ever heard, to the point where in the middle of it, I actually think he might have lost his train of thought because he just paused for a second.
The bile built up too much in his mouth.
He was in the middle of what he said was an apology, and then he just stopped. And he stood there, and Seth goes, "Are you going to apologize or what?" And then all of a sudden, CM Punk just goes, "I'm trying to apologize, okay?" And some fans started laughing. Like, you could hear this fan, they just started howling because it was the most horrible, horrible apology I've ever heard in my life.
Are you kidding me? For some people, that's a shoot. There are some people, not saying you, Brian Alvarez, but there are some people where for them trying to choke out a, "I'm sorry I screwed up," and or "you're right," very difficult for them to do. So I thought it played into who CM Punk is perfectly.
So his apology was for screwing Seth out of ever getting a title shot against Damian Priest. So first Seth goes, "You know, actions have consequences, you say, but that applies to everyone except you. Couldn't figure out why you did the thing I told you not to do, which is get in my business." And Punk said, "I was handling my own business." And Seth says, "What? Like, you weren't even in the match? Like, it was my match for the world title. How is this your business?" And Punk says, "Well, maybe you being a husband and father, you'll understand." And now Seth's getting mad. He's talking about the family. And Punk says, "There's a guy running around with a bracelet with my wife and my dog's name on it."
I got to be honest. Okay, he very quickly jumped in, as you're going to get to, but when he hit that, it's like, I gotta be, I laughed. I'm sorry.
He even said, "It's probably 50 cents.
15.
15 cents.
But it's the principle of it. The principle of it.
I'm coming out. It's personal. I'm handling my business. If I screwed things up for you," he says, "if you can't be world champion, or whatever your little pipe dream is. This is part of his apology. If you can't be world champion or whatever your little pipe dream is, then he loses train of thought. Then he screams, I'm trying to apologize here. And finally he says, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean to screw anything up for you. I'm snowblind with rage right now. But because it's you, I can't be that sorry. So anyway.
Hey, look, note you're burying here.
What I'm burying is that Seth had the best promo of the last several years.
It was, yes, it was damn good for him.
This was fantastic. Seth, he was incredible in this segment here. And to the point where, you know, this thing started with CM Punk saying, you know, I allowed you to be disrespectful to me once, don't do it again. And Seth just freaking buries this guy 6 feet under. Punk doesn't do a thing. Seth gets the last word and leaves. And then later, Punk gets chastised by Adam Pearce and told, dude, if you show up next week when I'm talking to Drew McIntyre, there ain't going to be no Drew McIntyre match. You will not be getting a title shot. Your dreams are over. Stay home. And Punk just said, well, I guess I'll stay home. He had a bad night, the CM Punk, this character.
But you know what? The character needed that. He is constantly, yes, he got bloody beaten up by Drew McIntyre, but he is constantly doing things to rankle, almost to the point of being psychotic about it. I mean, that's his business, is about now screwing over Drew McIntyre at every turn. So he needs to have some sort of angst and, you know, things going against him at least a little bit. And Seth delivered on the promo. He responded to it perfectly. But, you know, it was about time for something like that to happen.
All righty. Then we, as I move past this here, then Adam Pearce meets with Dom, who doesn't want to team with Liv. And Adam Pearce says, too bad, it's official. It's signed. I was like, who signed for Dom? He didn't want the match. That doesn't make any sense. But he was stuck. Jey Uso, Chad Gable ended with the lights going out. Chad's freaked out, gets speared and pinned. Jey runs for his life. Top babyface Jey Uso. And then Nikki Cross shows up with a package for Pat McAfee. Chad Gable's backing up the aisle. Some fan screams, Gable, behind you! And he goes, ah! Falls down. That was the best. That was the best. Because he reacted to the crowd.
Go figure.
Yeah. Because he's a great worker. Sheamus promo backstage. He's talking about 15 years.
Who did Sheamus run away from? Remember that when he's like, Cena! And he was the king of the ring, and then they buried him 10 feet underground for running away, even though they scripted it that way?
I remember.
Yeah.
So Sheamus is backstage talking about 15 years. Bronson shows up. Sheamus wants a match. Bronson says, I got to beat your mate, Pete Dunne, first. He left. So Bronson Reed beat Pete Dunne. Goes to kill him again afterwards. Sheamus runs down to make the save. But Pete does not want to celebrate with Sheamus. He's still bitter about the breakup of the Brawling Brutes. So now that I know what I know, I mean, maybe they're going to put Pete and Sheamus together until Tyler Bate comes back. Because he's probably, you know, 2025 before he's back would be my guess.
Oh, man. You know what they could do, too, even though I don't think they will, but it would be nice. With Ilya Dragunov and Sami Zayn and Braun Breaker constantly at each other, can you imagine throwing Pete Dunne into that mix?
Yeah.
Be good.
They did a segment where Seth and Priest meet, and they talk about how they both kept their word on Saturday about nobody interfering and such, except the people that interfered. And Priest says, this gentleman's agreement, I still have a lot to prove. Let's just throw it out the window. After I beat Gunther, anytime, any place, I'll defend this title against you. I was like, wow. Well, lasted a whole day, that stip. Now, granted, they haven't actually broken it yet.
When does it go to? I mean, when is that match? Excuse me.
What do you mean?
When is the Gunther match?
SummerSlam.
Which is what day?
Well, I don't know.
So it's still in effect for a couple of months, basically.
Well, basically. I mean, yeah, I don't think he's beaten Gunther anyway, so it doesn't matter. But still,
well, exactly.
They pretty much told you that stip was BS. August 3rd. August 3rd. Sami Zayn promo. He got murdered again by Bron Breakker. Ilya Dragunov made the save, set up a match for later on. Clearly going back to Bron Breakker versus Sami, which I'll get to in a moment. Miz, Truth, and Braun versus Carlito, Finn, and JD McDonagh. Finn won. Miz actually could have tagged himself in, but didn't. He just screamed at Truth to turn around, even though Truth is right there next to him. Truth gets hit with the dropkick, shotgun dropkick, and the coup de grace. I think Miz is turning heel.
Oh, God. Can Miz just get an office job? I mean, he's...
No, they got that documentary. He's got to turn heel for the documentary.
I guess.
I mean, he doesn't have to, but...
He doesn't have to, but...
Then we had Dom playing video games, and, of course, the Judgment Day walked in, and... Actually, first, Liv is there, and she wants to work on moves. He doesn't want to. He trips and falls. She starts stretching his hamstring. He says, oh, that does feel good. And, of course, that's the moment Priest and Judgment Day walk in. And so she leaves, and we have some inappropriate banter. And then Dom says, I'm going to go fix this problem right now. So he leaves, and then Finn says, Priest, you had something you wanted to tell us. What is it? And then Priest says, I'm not going to tell you. Dom's going to find out for himself anyway. Right then I knew, oh, man, he's screwed.
So in wrestling parlance, they were some stiff comments?
Yes. Another VHS tape, Therapy with Bo and Uncle Howdy. I don't know what the point of this is. I thought we got through it last week. Bo is Uncle Howdy. Can we get the show on the road? He did end up meeting with Adam Pearce in the next segment, however. So I think we might be getting a Wyatt Six match at some point.
What does this have to do with Chad Gable?
I don't know, but he's insistent these videos are all about him.
Well, he's the only one who's been, you know, shot in the head and attacked and had the smoke machines turned on him, so I could understand how he could feel like maybe he's being targeted.
Bron Breakker beat Ilya. Actually, Bron Breakker and Ilya Dragunov, they had a DQ finish when Bron threw a chair at him. And then he destroys him afterwards.
Sammy runs chair. Down. It was awesome.
Sammy runs down. He gets killed. Ilya tries to make the save. He gets killed. So Bron Breakker single-handedly completely destroyed two grown men here. And, you know, I talked about it yesterday with Dave. It's like they had to find a way to rehab him after beating him when the simple solution would just be don't beat him. But I guess they figured whatever they figure. I don't get it. Karrion Kross.
Because it worked for Gunther, so why not do this with Bron, too, for at least a couple of months? Why not?
You know, Karrion Kross promo. They're still feuding with the New Day.
Ugh.
Kane, Katana, and Lyra versus Damage Control. Damage Control got the win, and then they were attacked by the new trio, Sonya, Shayna, and Zoe Stark. Sonya Deville's back, and they want to take over this division. And then the main event was Liv and Dom versus Rey and Zelina. So Rey goes up top near the end. Liv crotches him. Dom hits the frog splash. And for the first time ever, Dominic Mysterio pinned Rey Mysterio. He pinned his father for the first time here on Raw. And he's so excited that him and Liv, they have this big hug. Ah, he freaks out all of a sudden. He tries to back away. She jumps into his arms and yanks him to the ground. And she's trying to pull his head in and he's fighting. But then he gazes deep into her eyes. And he's like, alrighty. And he moves in for that big kiss, and all of a sudden they hit Rhea Ripley's music. And man, oh man, the look on Liv's face, the look on Dom's face. Liv goes sprinting out of the arena. Dom's in the ring with his head down. Rhea gets in the ring. She's just chewing him out, and he wants a hug, and she just starts brushing past him as they're showing off the air. And I was told, you know, one of the big improvements since Vince has been gone is Lee Fitting. They got rid of Kevin Dunn. Lee Fitting is absolutely incredible, but they've had some issues at the end of the show, and they almost missed their cue on this one, but they managed to get it done. Which is funny for another reason. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Thank you. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Should note that tonight, Brian and Vinny show with Granny, Craig, Sean, Vinny, me.
Granny was everybody amazing else. Last week, by the way.
Yeah, she always is. Tonight it is unnecessary censorship. And make sure you get your entries in quick. I haven't got a lot so far, so you have a decent chance of winning. If you enter now, you may actually be the winner. But you can send it to Brian at WrestlingObserver.com. And unnecessary censorship
work,
in the subject line. Well, you it's hard to explain. You'll have to listen to the Brian and Vinny show tonight to understand exactly how it works. And I'm hoping that my email's not working. That's happened many times.
See, right there, that's perfect. You would take him saying email and bleep it, and then it would make it sound like something else isn't working.
That's my sprinkler system?
Works. So, it can be.
Let's see.
Depends on who you're with.
What's today?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it looks like it's working.
Aye.
So anyway, that's tonight. We'll be back. Actually, I will not be here tomorrow.
Oh,
Mike.
What?
But I will be here Friday. I got a camp pickup tomorrow. But I'll do Friday instead. So Mike will do Observer Live tomorrow, maybe with Filthy. Who knows? Lance. A lot of people might want to do it. And that's it. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.